Welcome to the podcast. It's the Fantasy Finish Line podcast, first show of 2023. Welcome, Dave.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate
the first show that we've done outside of the state of Illinois as well.
I appreciate the welcome.
Yeah.
So does that mean that there's lower taxes for the show than other shows that we've done?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Because, of course, we pay our taxes.
But for we're not a political broadcast, so we don't want to wax too political about
okay.
Illinois.
Okay.
But yeah, it's too damn high, man.
Chill out. All right. Well, I just want to start out by congratulating you on how well you did last year in the fantasy football accuracy rankings for Fantasy Pros.
Thank you. Did you buy me anything? Do I have any presents or anything?
This wasn't a bet or anything. I mean,
I have big
expectations. I give you props is what I give you.
No, so I'm super happy about this. I actually finished number 6 overall in in-season rankings at Fantasy Pros for picking the individual positions as an average. And also,
you were the number six expert.
Number one overall at wide receivers.
Yes.
But I'll tell you what, if you want to take advice from people, maybe take me up on the wide receiver advice. Probably don't take me up on the tight ends.
Quarterback was your worst position.
Not great at tight ends.
But you were also seventh at running back.
Yeah, I'm
saying. The two most important positions in fantasy football, you were very, very, very good at.
So what you're saying is you're just ostracizing every quarterback and tight end.
I think that we should remove kickers and defenses, is what I'm saying.
And Travis Kelce and
Travis Kelce's basically a wide receiver.
And Patrick Mahomes are going to come to your house next
week. I'm sure you didn't get Travis Kelce wrong very often.
No, I guess that's a big number one right there.
Yeah, I think you got him correct.
Whoops, I rated Travis Kelce number 2.
Yeah.
No, the main problem is rating players like Cole Kmet or, you know, Evan Engram.
If you talk to the Bears front office, he's going to be number 1.
Yeah, unfortunately for Cole Kmet, like the reason that he had so many targets last year is because they only had one receiver who wasn't all that great.
Yes.
And now they have more.
And now apparently they have receivers who can catch the ball behind the line of scrimmage and score touchdowns.
Well, and he's talking about
that happened twice
seeing
today.
The first preseason game from the Bears,
mm-hmm.
Of which I'm sure we're going to see a whole lot of Bears fans being like, this is ridiculous. Fields is the best quarterback in
the
NFL.
Oh, I'm ready for the overreactions on Monday at work.
But what actually happened
I am ready.
Is Justin Fields passed the ball like behind the line of scrimmage almost.
Neither of his touchdowns, the throws did not go beyond the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. And the secondary was just not good enough to defend against DJ Moore and the other guy who
it's
who
certainly possible that Justin Fields has a perfect quarterback rating with negative air yardage.
Mm.
It's totally possible that happened.
How many throws did he have?
Like, he threw the ball 3 times.
3 times. 2 touchdowns.
2 of them, I know, did not go past the line of scrimmage, which means those were both negative air yardage.
It's really, it's amazing the overreaction that we're going to see. It's amazing. But this is always true about preseason.
I'm going to bring my popcorn and be eating it at 8 a.m. on Monday morning because I work with a bunch of meatball Bears fans.
You know the popcorn emoji is my most popular during the preseason
yes,
of fantasy football.
Yes, you should just get the popcorn out right now.
It's I
right
should, yes. We got a lot going on here. There's a lot of popcorn to be eaten.
Okay.
Sure. So I'll keep it here.
We'll save that. Okay. But what we want to let everyone know about is that there are preseason rankings up because I know for me, the redrafts start next week.
Right.
I got 2 of them next weekend.
So we've been doing dynasty drafts already.
Yes.
Rookie
and every year we
drafts.
Talk about how we should talk more about dynasty. We never do.
Well, then we're just consistent.
So we'll save it for another time, as usual.
Strong consistency.
Yes. Yeah. But redrafts are starting up very soon. Your redraft rankings are now up on the site. And we're going to real quickly go over a couple of players who you differ from the expert consensus decent amount.
And they are up on the site, which means that at least one person has read them so far. So I appreciate that, Jason.
You're welcome.
But Fantasy Pros is going through some kind of a redesign. I noticed a new logo, et cetera. You know, I'm there as an expert, but I don't really, I'm not a part of them, like as far as I'm not getting revenue or anything from them. But I will say that I have been using their site for my leagues, for drafting, et cetera.
I think it's an excellent resource.
For quite a long time, and I really do enjoy it.
But if you want to actually see individual rankings, because you can only see consensus rankings there, you have to go to our site to view your rankings.
Yeah, not all the experts have their site, their rankings available that are just individual.
And most of them charge money for it.
Paid sites. So we are not a paid site.
Right.
And please
we
go
just
ahead.
Want you to like and subscribe on YouTube.
Yes, we do. Smash subscribe.
Smash that like button.
Yeah.
Follow us on, is it called X now or X Twitter now?
Let's not even bring that up, yeah.
Okay, we didn't want to get political. I apologize.
Don't hurt yourself.
All right, on to the players.
I mean by smashing that subscribe button.
Okay.
It could be like a hand fracture.
Okay. I don't think anyone has like a subscribe button next to their keyboard.
I do. Smash that subscribe.
Okay. All right, so.
So what guys do you want
to
do?
When we look
about?
At the rankings, we see where you've ranked people overall and where their ECR is, the expert consensus ranking.
Yeah.
So the first guy that popped out to me when I was looking at this list is you have Gabe Davis ranked 62. Mm-hmm. He's wide receiver in Buffalo, and his ECR is 79, which means you like him picked in the very early seventh round, and the ECR is saying pick him at the end of the eighth round. So what do you like about Gabe Davis? What do you think that you're seeing that the rest of the people aren't seeing?
Yeah, so last season, he finished the season with 48 receptions for 836 yards and 7 touchdowns. Now, those aren't bad stats, but they're not amazing statistics, right? Now, the Bills did, they used the first-round draft pick on tight end, on Dalton Kincaid. Mm-hmm. And that's an interesting choice that they did because, of course, they have a tight end already that a lot of people thought was going to end up being like top 5, top 6 guy.
Really working out, though.
And he's failed to get enough targets to really solidify that kind of positioning in the fantasy world. Great tight end for the Bills, of course, and a great red zone threat. But the point is, they didn't do very much to draft more for the receiver room. In fact, they lost some of the receivers that they had, like slot guys, for example, to other teams.
Yeah.
And so you're looking at Gabe Davis as the WR2 on the Buffalo Bills alongside Stephon Diggs. And so because they didn't get more guys, because they only bolstered the tight end position and not the wide receiver position, I feel like drafting him as your third or fourth receiver is amazing value.
Okay.
Because you know he's going to have some games as boom or bust, but I think that you're just seeing more and more chemistry with Josh Allen, and I don't see any particular reason why he should be so low. I really like Gabe Davis as somebody to shore up your wide receiver core. And honestly, what do you think about this? But I think he has a much higher ceiling than players that are around him. Like, you're talking about guys like Jacoby Myers, Rashad Bateman. And I think that I would much rather have Gabe Davis, who's had games that are so much better than those guys on the regular.
Yeah, I really like him. A couple of stats from a fantasy football newsletter that I really like. Gabe Davis is one of only 10 wide receivers who's caught more than 25 touchdowns since 2020. This includes the playoffs, so you get his big-ass game. But it's like the other 9 guys are like all guys who you're drafting in the first 3 rounds.
I like big-ass game. We should use that in the future. So it's like he's got the bag, baby.
Well, it was, what, 4 touchdowns he had in that playoff game?
That was an amazing
That's
game.
That's a big-ass game.
That's a big-ass game.
So, you know, his ADP is WR48 as of the writing of this newsletter, which was a couple weeks ago.
You know, I think you'll see that
July 27th.
Rise a little bit. But what I'm saying is you're always, when you're doing the drafts, right, looking for that ADP and those players that you can grab around earlier that have that value before someone else actually gets them.
So he is a boom or bust guy, but they throw to him all the time down the field. He's the only wide receiver last season to post 15% target share on an average depth of target of 16 yards. So
yep.
They're throwing it to him down the field, and they're doing it often, more often than anyone else.
And hey, I was ranked number 1 overall of 240 fantasy
for
wide receivers. So
we'll go ahead and
maybe take my word for it.
On this one? Fine. All right, so someone who you're not very high on is, where my tab
go? Pitts?
I'll go with Aaron Jones first.
Yeah.
So Aaron Jones, you've ranked him at 53. His ECR is 39. So you're saying wait till the middle of the 6th round. ECR is saying draft him right at the end of the 4th round. So you're 14 below. Is it like the fact that you aren't very hot on the Packers, or is it? I'm drawing a. You know, I'm still rusty. I'm in the preseason myself. I forget the name of.
You know, I think
the
there,
running back behind.
There is a lot of that about the Packers, about Aaron Rodgers leaving, about some players that he took with him, etc. It's not that the Packers are going to immediately be a horrible team, but if you just look at Aaron Jones' stats in general and half PPR, and half PPR is where we stand for our standard of leagues and where it is in Fantasy Pros. For your standard of draft rankings right now. In 2019, He had points per touch, which is a great stat that we are always looking at. Mm-hmm. In 2019, 1.03 points per touch. In 2020, 0.95 points per touch. 2021, 0.92 points per touch. In 2022, 0.83 points per touch.
So you're saying that he's
like... Well, you know how I like trends. Yeah. And this is clearly a four-year trend of lower and lower and lower points per touch. And you're on a team now that doesn't have Aaron Rodgers anymore. That is going to have issues, and that may mean that they run it more. I don't know, but I guarantee you that teams are going to be stacking the box a lot more with Jordan Love as the quarterback than they were with Aaron Rodgers. And I can't trust a guy on a team like the Packers that is just totally, we have no idea how this ship is going to run. Mm-hmm. I am not going to draft him as my RB1 or 2 this year on my team.
Okay, that's fair. I see the trend. I do think he's still better than A.J. Dillon, and that's not a reason to. And you didn't mention at all.
Yeah, I'm not knocking Aaron Jones. He's a great running back.
Yeah.
But I think the team is clearly like, it's just not where it was.
Okay. And then the last guy that we have to look at is Kyle Pitts, mm-hmm. who you have ranked at 97, which means near the end of the 10th round, ECR of 80, which is end of the 8th round. So you're negative 17 on him. What are you seeing from Kyle Pitts that you don't like?
Well, again, half point.
Or not that you don't like, but like obviously you're just not as high on him.
Half point PPR. He was the tight end 7 last year. And he averaged 8.4 points per game. Now, he missed 7 games with a knee injury. And that's not a great thing to see from anybody. And I am not someone who is like, I don't really... wave the injury-prone banner. I don't really like to talk about it. Like, I have no problem drafting Christian McCaffrey. I don't think that people are going to get injured just because they were injured previously.
Okay.
But we're talking about how many points is he averaging per game and what's going on. Now, Desmond Ridder is the quarterback now, I think, for that team.
Yeah.
But is that going to be that much better than Marcus Mariota? And are the Falcons a team that you really want to get behind? Like, anybody... And understanding how they're going
I would push back. Any improvement is going to be good at that position. So last year, Kyle Pitts ranked last in catchable target rate among all receivers with at least 50 targets.
Mm-hmm.
So the catchable target rate was 64.9%, meaning 35% of the time when they threw the ball to him, it wasn't even like possibly catchable. So 35% of his targets, you could just write off as like being completely useless.
Yeah,
more than any other player in the league.
That's fair, but when you're talking about a rookie quarterback and not somebody that's necessarily going to be a ton better. Sorry, not rookie, but I think Ritter's a second-year quarterback. He was a rookie last year.
He was a rookie last year.
But I don't know that he's going to produce significant levels of improvement over Mariota, who was a veteran in the league. And... looking at a guy who was injured for some of last year, he didn't perform at the level that he was expected to. And tight ends, we know, usually take several years to really get to their optimum territory as fantasy players. That, again, is kind of like Gabe Davis, where it's not Gabe Davis, but Aaron Jones, where I don't want this guy as my tight end one. And in most redraft leagues, I'm not drafting two tight ends. So
that's
I'm
true.
Not drafting Kyle Pitts, and that's all there is to it, because the situation is too muddy. If you want to do it, you can, but you're going to have to take him higher than you should. Therefore, rational logic says you shouldn't take Kyle Pitts at all.
Right, because if you have to reach for him because someone else will be reaching for him, then the value is not there.
Yeah, now look, in Fantasy Pros, for example, the best where he is 169, the worst is 329. So talk about like a range, 169 to 329 overall. That's mm-hmm. that's incredible. So no one really knows where to rank the guy. But I think most fantasy pros would tell you probably not a guy that you're going to want to select.
I agree.
So I have him ranked a little bit lower. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for that feedback. We will check in again, hopefully before the season starts with everybody. But in the meantime, make sure you go to the website to look at Dave's rankings as they get updated throughout the year, throughout the preseason, that is,
yeah.
to prepare for your draft. And we are going to have a fun little game here where we sort of realized, I sort of realized recently that if you look at a picture of a football player completely removed from the context of them playing football,
you don't see them without their helmet on, right?
To recognize them, like without their team colors, certainly without their jersey or their number, like you may not recognize them at all.
Yeah.
So we're going to challenge ourselves and a few of our friends to name that player. It's the Name That Player segment on the Drink 5 podcast, Vacation Edition. I want to thank all of you for joining us. This is inspired by both things that have happened in my life where people don't know the name of players and seeing the Tennessee Titans scheduled release video this year. I want to thank them for the inspiration because that was amazing.
I'm going to eat some popcorn during this segment because I feel like that's necessary.
So here we go. We're going to show you guys a picture of a player, and you guys got to identify the player. It's going to be simple at first. Ready? Who's that?
Jessica Simpson's husband.
You're close. Mario. That's correct.
Ex-husband?
Ex-husband,
actually, yeah. I don't know that one. Tony Romo.
Tony Romo is right.
I was going to say, oh, great.
That is Tony Romo.
Start off easy. Good job. Good guys.
You didn't know. Okay. He is maybe the most famous announcer right now on TV.
Oh.
All right, here's number two.
I know.
Who is it?
That has got to be Travis Kelce, right?
That is Travis Kelce.
Yay.
Good job, Jessica.
Good job.
All right, you guys are two for two. Who is this?
That's my boy.
Yeah, who's that?
My homie.
Kermit.
Kermit. That is Patrick Mahomes. Good job, guys. See, you guys know this.
You're getting it so far, yeah.
All right. It'll get a little harder now. Who's this?
I can give you a hint.
We'll give you a hint if you don't get it right away. He's a quarterback.
Jim
Lamar knows. Jackson.
Lamar Jackson. Good job, Jim. All right, who's this? Jess. Jess, he's one of your favorite fantasy players.
Real?
Yeah, he is. Jim knows. I can see it in his eye.
Is he a kicker? No, I'm kidding.
No, he's not a kicker.
Not the kicker.
I should have used the kicker, though. Jim, who is it?
Christian McCaffrey.
That's right.
See, I don't know. I picture him having a fuller face.
A fuller face. Who's this? You guys all know this guy.
Yes.
From the commercials.
That is one of
he's
the brothers.
From lots of commercials.
He's a Manning.
He's got a normal size forehead for a Manning.
It's just the bangs. You can't see the real forehead.
He's got a three head.
Got, yeah, it's not a five head.
It's late right now, by the way. We know that it is one of the, it's not Peyton.
There you go. Okay. Good job.
We got there.
All right. Who's this? Perhaps if you had a side view, it would be easier for you to tell.
Well, then with that knowledge, I have to go Derrick Henry.
Yeah. Ding, ding. Derrick Henry.
She's killing it.
Okay. Who's this guy?
Quarterback.
Yeah.
He's married to a singer.
Yep. Like who's married to?
Yes. Russell Wilson.
All right.
Who's he married to?
Sierra.
Good job.
Oh, really?
Russell Wilson.
Good job. Oh.
Who is this mustachioed
man? Okay, well, we're currently in Wisconsin right now.
But he is not.
That's true. And he looks much more clean shaven here than he did last year.
I tried to pick a terrible picture of him. I think
he's
I succeeded.
He looks like a guy we just saw in the bar.
I like him.
Okay, who is he?
Let's that would be trash. Aaron Rodgers.
Okay,
that's right.
He looks like every guy in every Wisconsin bar.
All right. Speaking of the guy from the commercials.
He's a bro.
He's the bro.
The bro.
I should have waited to, if
I
we had.
A team after him.
If we had more, then I would have made him slide number 69.
Drunk smash.
Yeah. Drunk smash.
He is.
But he's still not getting that insurance unless he's a part of the armed forces.
Rob Gronkowski. Okay.
Exactly.
So, now we go into the bonus round.
What do we win?
These are the hard ones.
Wow. These are the harder ones. So, Jim and Dave, if you get it, if you know it,
I can play now.
Please feel free to
jump
in.
I knew all of those previously.
Okay.
You guys did a great job.
But if you know them, you certainly the first one you might recognize.
All right.
Are there any more that are in commercials?
Oh, he's in commercials.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So.
Retired.
If you don't get it, I know who it is.
Not retired.
Not retired.
Not retired.
Currently playing, but not for the Giants.
Why is there whispering?
Yes.
Okay.
This is a secret.
Beckham Jr.
Yes.
Yeah.
She said Odell something.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham
Jr. Good
job. I wasn't confident.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Okay. Good job.
Nice
good job,
guys.
You got me there, so.
He looks like Jeff.
His brother?
Who is this? I'm just going to take a drink while Dave ponders this one.
I think it's Freiermuth from the Steelers.
You're close.
Because it's a Steeler?
It's TJ Watt. It's TJ Watt. I stumped Dave on a Steeler.
TJ Watt.
I feel this has all been worth it.
Normally,
this was all worth it. I stumped Dave on a Steeler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the best quarterback. Justin Fields.
Yes.
The best quarterback.
Justin Fields. Good job.
We just talked about him. He's the quarterback who threw three passes and two of them were right, like on the line of scrimmage.
How much did you pay attention this year?
And what?
Who is this?
The whole year?
This is the rookie.
It's Bijan Robinson.
It is Bijan Robinson.
Boom, boom.
All right.
And finally, this is a tough one.
Oh, I know this.
If you don't play fantasy football.
That's a big dude.
It's a very big dude. It's one of the biggest dudes in all of football.
Mm-hmm. That's Aaron Donald.
It is Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald. He put through in a defensive guy. Come on. Two defensive guys.
Great job.
We did well.
Yeah, you guys did well. You guys got them all.
And you guys did well.
I'm proud of all of you.
Congratulations.
Good job, guys.
We did it.
Congrats.
Good job. Good job.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us.
Oh, no, no. Not here. Oh. Any parting words?
I just want to thank everyone for joining us on this little game, and I think that we'll have to do something like this again sometime.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks
for having us. We'll pick some more difficult players, maybe. Or we'll give one clue. Something like that. Okay. Thanks, everyone. Cheers.